At least one area in our home that's always just a mess. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe someone's coming over, you throw it in that closet.
Yep.
Just to clean it all up. 90% of us have a junk drawer.
Yes.
I have two.
Yeah.
Half of us have a laundry chair or some other surface where laundry piles up.
Sometimes it goes on the like the Nordic track or the treadmill or the bike, you know?
Yeah. Like my mother-in-law, she's got a stationary bike at home.
Yep.
It's just one of those you get on and pedal. And she did use it a lot during the pandemic when, you know, they really couldn't leave the house at all. And when it gets really cold out, she lives in Dallas. But most of the time it has things on it.
Mm-hmm.
What about a junk bowl full of random stuff?
Yep.
Calvin has one of those.
Yep.
My son. We also have a plastic bag filled with other plastic bags somewhere in our houses.
Yep.
I have that too.
Mine's
because I can't throw them away.
Mine's a canvas bag filled with plastic bags, but I still have them.
Oh, my mama Eileen, boy, did she collect those. Yeah. She, in their pantry, she has like a whole shelf of bags and bags and bags.
Yeah.
One in five say that that it's the men in the home.
Really?
Yeah, they do it. But I think it's everyone.
It's everyone.
Yeah.
What's your room? Because every time I'm over, it's pretty clean. I don't notice where it is if it's hidden.
It's in my husband's office. It's like the guest room / office.
Got it.
Under the bed. Because there's a bed skirt there.
Yes.
If you lift that thing up,
really,
you will slam it down again. It's scary under there. I have no idea what's under there. Everything is under there. I go, and even when he's got something that he wants to save, I'll say, like, okay, for instance, we have all these SAG Award DVDs coming to the house.
Oh, you get like the screeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, nobody uses a DVD player anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them you can stream and they're free. So I have a whole stack and I said, I'm just going to throw these away. He goes, no, I keep those. I want those. I'm going to send, you know, to friends and share them.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, but all of these are right on your phone.
Yes.
You understand that.
Right.
Or your pad or your whatever, your TV.
Yeah.
So then he goes, no, I'm going to keep them. And I'm like, they better not go under the bed.
Of course.
Guess where they are, right?
Under the bed.
So where is it for you? What's that messy hiding place? Didn't tell us yours.
So my main closet where I keep like all my clothes, I don't know what has happened to that. Like I have everything in there. I have my Christmas tree in there, the hammock you got me, that big hammock.
The hammock is in there.
I swear to you, Ellen, just a few days ago, I said to my girlfriend, Casey, I said, I honestly need to take a day off of work just to clean this closet. It's bad.
4 out of 5 of us, it's bad.
Yeah.
We want to hear your area. What is it? It's 8. We're having us on with the Ellen K Morning Show, your home for the Ellen K 1K payday. It's $1,000. And your song today is Into the Groove by Madonna. It's going to play after 8, before 9. We just like to remind you, and then Ryan gives you a really ridiculously accurate hint.
I can tell you that today, it will be the latest we've played it all week.
Okay.
And we'll get you closer as we go, but just know that for now.
All righty, Madonna, Into the Groove, the second you hear it. Call us. Get $1,000. Make your Friday even better. All right, so 4 out of 5 of us have at least one area in our home where we're always stashing our mess. Most of us have that junk drawer. That's the most common. There might be a room in your house, like a man cave or something, that just everything goes in there, or maybe a treadmill or a bicycle or something like that. And so many people calling and confessing, really, like where they put it.
I didn't know you guys kept it all under that bed in your husband's office.
Yeah. If you ever sleep over on that guest bed, you will just know that there are boards under there, just random wood boards.
Why?
There's old electrical equipment and cords. Oh, there are shoes.
What?
Where are my shoes? Why are you trying to your bed?
Oh.
There are all kinds of flip-flops and it's just everything.
Huh.
Tennis balls from the dogs. I mean, it's a lot of stuff crammed under there and then hidden by the bed skirt.
Yeah.
So all the lines are ringing. So we have a lot of messy Southlanders who want to tell us. So let's just go to line 9.
Got it.
Hi, where do you put it?
It's all over my house. Are you kidding me? There's no one room. It's everywhere.
So you have junk drawers, junk bowls, stuff is under the bed, shoved in the closet.
I've got laundry, you know. Laundry is a 24/7 operation in our house.
Yep.
And laundry is folded or unfolded everywhere, all over the front room. It's panic time if someone's coming over. Give me 60 seconds. I can hide it.
Oh, my God.
Right? Who has time? If you're working, taking care of kids, grandkids, whatever, who cares about your house unless you're having company? I mean, right? If there's no bugs or infestation or anything, I'm good.
Thank you. Wait, what's your name before you go?
Hey, I'm Linda in Ontario, California. Love you guys. Listen to you all the time.
Oh, thank you, Linda of Ontario. Thanks for having us on Coast 103.5. All right, where do you put it? That's what we want to know. And also, Inside Hollywood is just ahead. So Jamie Lee Curtis stunned the world when she walked out on the Golden Globe stage, and she was wearing this yellow gown that was really low cut. She doesn't dress like that often or ever. I've never seen those before. We were saying that she brought her globes to the Globes. And now she was asked about it. Wait till you hear her answer next.
The Ellen K. Morning Show.
And do not miss it. Your song for today for your LNK 1K Payday is Into the Groove by Madonna. It's going to play after 8, before 9. We're sneaking up on 8, so just be aware. Get ready to call when you hear Into the Groove by Madonna. Start the second it begins. It's a different song every day, but it is guaranteed to be $1,000 and a winner every day. Thank you, sdccu.com. So we love where you're putting it, your messes. Big news out this morning that most of us have that place where we just throw stuff, hide it. That one spot in our homes or where we live that's always a mess.
It always feels good to clean it, though. When you do tackle it, you know, and you vow to yourself, you go, I'm never going to let it get that messy again. But then it does.
That's why Marie Kondo is such a hit.
Yes.
With her tidy show. She says, hold something.
Yeah.
See how you feel about it. If you don't get a feeling,
yeah,
then donate it or throw it away or give it to someone else.
Look at line 12 right now.
Oh, the hotline.
Your husband, Roy.
Oh, no. Okay. First you, Nick Pagliocchini.
Morning, Ellen, Ryan. Hey, guys. It's been a busy one, definitely for a Friday morning. And a little bit of good news this go round. In the Chino / Diamond Bar area, getting into Diamond Bar out of Chino, westbound 60 around Phillips Ranch Road or Chino Hills Parkway, it's an early wreck cleared from lanes. Now, it's still going to be rough for the ride out of Chino from before Ramona Avenue, 60 westbound, as folks make their way ahead into Diamond Bar toward the 57. The 57 southbound going to be still going for you out of Pomona, leaving Temple as you make your way toward the 60. Also, patchy delays for your 10 westbound as an alternate to the 60 westbound out of Upland from before Euclid. You do have a problem being reported a 10 west around Indian Hill. A couple of cars got into it, left lane taken away, but hopefully out of lanes here sooner than later. Further westbound on the 10, it is problems for you as you make your way through the West Covina area. Got a stalled out big rig 10 west before Via Verde that has the right lane taken away. So that's why you're seeing an extra heavy drive. Traffic, coast traffic, sponsored by Staples Store. Staples helps you get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Now get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends May 29, 2021. Exclusions apply. Limit one per customer. See store or staples.com/signage for details. I'm Nick Pagliocchini, Coast 103.5.
All right. Thanks, Nick. I have a feeling I know what this is about, Ryan.
Yes.
My husband, Roy, on the hotline. You get it.
Okay. Hi, Roy.
Here's my two cents on the messy house.
Yes.
The house is not any more messy. It's just that because Calvin's not here, now suddenly it's all a problem because anything he does is fine, but if it's me, it's horrible.
Wow, I didn't know you felt that way. Huh. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Excuse me, husband, but I have been talking about stuff under your bed for years. It's not because Calvin's not here.
I just want to be treated like Calvin. Can I just leave all my stuff? He leaves all his stuff on the floor and it's all happy skippy. I leave like one thing and it's like, you know, a mortal crime.
Wow. I didn't know that this would upset you that much.
It's not upsetting. It's just, you know, just the way it is.
Wow.
Thanks, Roy. Have a great Friday, bud.
Yeah, have a great morning.
Yeah, okay. You too.
Okay. I mean, if you were to sleep over, you would sleep in my husband's office because that's our guest room.
Yeah.
there is so much stuff under there. It's embarrassing. There were screws from something we built. Put them in the drawer. It's your mess and where you put it. Big global survey came out. 4 out of 5 of us have at least one area in our home that's just where we put it. And it stays there. And we have no idea when we'll use it or if we'll use it, but it's just your junk drawer, your junk room, your junk under the bed, like my husband does.
Do you guys have, like, let's say you get an appliance and it comes with an instruction manual. Do you have, like, a drawer full of manuals for whatever?
Sure do. That is in the drawer with the screws that are left over and the little, I know you needed a little hex.
I did.
I've got 5 of those.
Yeah. Well,
Ryan got a new bike and he needed a, what do you call those? A hex screwdriver?
Yeah, I think it's an Allen, maybe an Allen wrench. Yeah, it could be an Allen.
Little teeny things. So I've got tons of those.
Yeah.
To give you a few of those. Yeah, so where do you put it? Also, your LNK 1K Payday Song of the Day, Into the Groove by Madonna. It's playing this hour when you hear it. $1,000. Just be caller 20. Let's go to Marilyn. Marilyn, thank you for calling. We're getting so many calls about this. Where do you put it?
We have a little extra bedroom, and my son stores his stuff there. My daughter stores his stuff there, and we store our stuff there. And my husband calls it the warehouse.
It's in the warehouse.
That's where we put all of our extra toilet paper and all that stuff. And yeah, I just thought it was so funny. One day he goes, "Oh, it's in the warehouse."
We can go shopping in the warehouse.
You know, I'm just thinking, like, I feel I don't know if your parents have this still, Ellen. Your dad at the house, like, my parents have bins of our stuff from when we were little, like trophies.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got all that too.
Yeah. Like, parents just end up inheriting that stuff.
Yeah, like the little rocking chair that I used to rock on at my brother's, and you know, our first Legos, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep, and all of the school papers and stuff, the report cards, everything.
Yeah, got it all.
I have Calvin's baseball uniform from when he slid into home and caused us to win the game. He was like the last runner in.
Yeah.
And I kept it dirty and then I put it in a bag. So I still have that
now,
with
that's
all
cool.
all the stains on it.
That's cool.
That's in the
That's really
wherever.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. Do you have all of his teeth?
I do, and his hair, his first hair. I've got teeth and hair.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the umbilical cord.
Oh, okay.
Do you think I have one? You know, I regret not saving the circumcision ring, though. I did not save it.
Well, Marilyn, not only did I not say, I didn't even ask.
Hey,
that's right. I didn't see that one coming. All right, hang on, Marilyn, and thank you for sharing. And we have Inside Hollywood coming up. Alec Baldwin going on a rant. Here I'm next.
The LNK Morning Show.
Just cleaned up your area. No, like, you did it this morning. You had a pile worse
than
mine.
Okay, look at your feet.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's under the thing. No one sees it.
But that's exactly what I'm talking about.
We could probably throw that away.
Just like my husband.
Yeah.
Who puts everything under the guest room bed, which also doubles as his office. And he uses that bathroom because in our master bedroom, the bathroom's not big enough for both of us, and I said, I'm sharing a sink with you.
Here, I'm gonna put this by the garbage now, okay?
You are? Okay, right. Ryan's gonna, okay, good. Because it's been sitting there for like 3 months, and we're talking about stuff and where we put it. So most of us have that one area in our home or office or studio that becomes the throw it in there, and then it accumulates. And Marie Kondo says in her Tidying Up with Marie Kondo on Netflix, she says, when you are throwing things away, hold them close to your heart and thank them before you discard them.
Let me go back and get this basket.
Yeah, you need to thank the basket. It's a beautiful basket.
Thank you, basket, for all you've done for me. Goodbye.
All right. How do you feel now?
I feel good.
And then you can move your feet now freely.
Okay.
It's been sitting there forever. And then I wanted to do something with it, but then I thought, no, I don't want to touch his stuff. We'll start on the pile behind you later.
Okay.
But who do you want to go to? We have everyone's calling about this.
Let's go to Martha.
Martha. All right, Martha, where do you put it?
Well, when I have company over and I have a bunch of mess in my living room, I just get a box, throw everything in there, and then throw it in the closet.
That's a great solution.
But then what do you do with the box?
Well, it's just temporary now. Then I pull that box out and I say, oh, my Lord, I have to, you know, it's like bills and paper and just little junk that gets, you know, and I just get everything that's not supposed to be there, throw it in a box, throw it in the closet. So everything kind of ends up in the closet, but then it's really neat afterwards.
Mm. All right, Martha, see, we have all kinds of solutions here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting our studio cleaned up.
Yes.
Which I love.
Yeah.
And we also have your LNK1K Payday, Into the Groove by Madonna. It's coming up within the next 30.
Final.
The divorce is final. Maybe now Adele will release her new music so her mind is clear and the direction is clear. 2 years after Adele and her husband Simon broke up, they have now finalized their divorce. They're going to use mediators for community property and things like that. But there was no monetary settlement given, just that the judge signed off. So all the signatures are there. And Adele officially single again. And it's Coast 103.5. We are the LNK Morning Show. Thanks for joining us. We still have not played Madonna, but she is coming up soon, Into the Groove. It's your LNK 1K Payday. And that's your song of the day. Thank you, STCCU.com. It's not Big Bang Banking. It's better. So much fun stuff going on. So Ryan got a new bike, so you could do some biking this weekend.
I could. And if anyone knows any good trails, because I'm just getting back into this thing, because I love the rides. If anyone knows any good trails, like Pasadena, Glendale, Eagle Rock, I'm all ears. I'd love to know where they are.
There's a great path where my sister lives. So it goes all the way from, I'd say, Claremont, and then you can just head east for 40 miles.
Oh, I love that.
It's such a great path. We did it last weekend.
Yeah.
And so you have the gel seat?
Yes.
Okay, so we also need, because off the air, Ryan and I have been talking about outdoor activities, and this bike is new, so yesterday was his first day, and he went a little hard on it, so there's been some chafing problems, and we need to know tips on that as well.
Right. Aquaphor was my only Band-Aid so far, but...
Okay. Also, hey, guess what else is happening? The Knott's Taste of Boysenberry Festival. So that is going on all the way through May 2nd, kicks off today. We love you, Knott's. All the details are on our blog at coast1035.com/Ellen.
The Ellen K. Morning Show.
Morning, you are caller 20. Who is this?
Oh, my God. Oh, this is Kathy, Ellen. I've been waiting for like 30 minutes in the parking lot. I'm with my dog right now. And, oh my God.
Well, the wait paid off. You just won $1,000. You're caller 20.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I've been trying. I've been trying every single day for the last week. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What a great day.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you.
We love you, too. We just want you to be indecently happy.
Oh, my gosh. That's what we've been trying. Oh, my gosh. He pays off. That's right. He said never give up.
Never give up.
Yeah.
Ah, Kathy, way to go. Kathy getting that $1,000. Says she's calling from Orange. Thank you, Kathy, for listening. It's your LNK1K Payday, a different song every day. And Madonna just got it for you. And thank you, STCCU.com. It's not Big Bang Banking. It's better.